This one is called Zebra Dun, and we do this in the key of C. We was camped out on the plains, down at the head of the Cimarron, when along come a stranger, and he stops to augur some. He looked so very foolish, we began to look around. We thought he was a greenhorn that just escaped from town. Oh, we asked if he'd had breakfast, and he hadn't had a snare. So he opens up our chalk box, and we bade him take a share. He took a cup of coffee, some biscuits and some beans, and then he began to talk about the foreign kings and queens. All about the Spanish wars and the fighting ships at seas, with guns as big as steers and ramrods big as trees. And about old Bucky O'Neill, he was a fighting son of a gun, about the grittiest critter that ever drew a gun. When that dude had finished eating, he put his blade away. He rolled himself a cigarette and he asked the time of day. He talked about the weather and the politics and such things, but he didn't seem to know so much about working on the range. All that educated feller is a talk just came in herds. He astonished us poor punchers with them jaw-breaking words. He just kept on a-talkin' till he made the boys all sick, and they began to look around for Clow to play a trick. He said he'd lost his job out upon the Santa Fe, and he's walking across the plains to join up with a Flying A. He didn't say how come it, just some trouble with a boss, but he said he'd like to borrow a fat, nice saddle hoss. Oh, that dang near tickled the boys to death. They laughed way down their sleeves. They said you can have a hoss as nice and gentle as you please. So Shorty grabbed the lariat and he roped the Zebra Dun. We turned into the stranger and sat back to watch the fun. Oh, that Dun, he was an outlaw that had grown so very wild. He could paw the white right off of the moon and for every jump a mile. But he always just stood there as if he didn't know, until he was all saddled and ready for the go. When the stranger hit the saddle, oh, Dunny quit the earth and headed up in the air for all that he was worth. A pitchin' and a squealin' and a havin' wall-eyed fits, his hind feet perpendicular and his front ones in the bits. Hey, you could see the tops of mountains under Dunny ever jump, but the stranger was a-glued there just like a camel's hump. Then he rolled himself a cigarette and he curled his black mustache, just like a summer boarder a-waitin' for the hash. Then he thumped him in the shoulders and he spurred him when he whirled. He showed us flunky punchers, he's the lion of his world. And when he was dismounted again and then upon the ground, we knew he was a thoroughbred and not some gent from town. Oh, the boss was a-standing and a-watching all the show. He walked right up to him and he asked him not to go. If you can throw a lariat like you rode the Zebra Dun, you're just the puncher I've been looking for ever since the year of one. Now he could throw a lariat and he didn't do it slow. And when the cow stampeded, he was always on the go. There's one thing and a sure thing I've learned since I was born. Ever educated feller ain't a plum green horn.